do it.
Here we are, and welcome to our podcast for life theming.
Yeah.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joshua.
Together we're Adua. And we celebrate a different theme every month. And this last month of February 2024, we have been...
celebrating seeds. Suggested by Derek.
My father. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, very, very lovely, powerful suggestion. It's been a great, great month, I think.
Yeah, very, very, very timely, I think. And lots of wonderful different experiences and insights and things to think about. That not just about the seed, the physical seed, but also quite spiritual and quite creative and lots of different implications. So we'll have an explore, and normally we have a top 10 of things about how the theme impacted us or changed our life, but we're starting to change that a bit and just be a little bit more organic and more led by the theme itself. So I think we're going to
go for like, what are the seeds we planted throughout February that we feel are going to keep flourishing throughout our entire lives until we get chopped down.
Chopped down?
Like a beanstalk.
Wow. That ain't a tree to be chopped down. as always, we have our little sidekick, our little guinea pig, Moogie, who is just trying to find a place to settle.
Inside a huge dressing gown.
Yeah, she's always in her dressing gown. This is not a dressing gown that she wears. She has four different dressing gowns that she likes to snuggle in. They're so good for that. So, they're like baby dressing gowns, aren't they?
This is your old one.
This is my old one, actually, which is quite big. But
nestled like a seed in the cold, dark earth of Imbolc. Just getting pregnant, ready to erupt.
Oh, I don't think she's getting pregnant in there. That's impossible. But I think she...
No, it's like the ground is pregnant with Moogie and she's going to erupt out of it.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Wow.
So, shall we do it then? Shall we go through? Because it's a nice way to recap the theme.
It is. Okay, so would you like to start?
Yes, I will. Well, I will go with time capsules. So I had this lovely... as you know, Adam, we've been exploring art while we've been in Margate.
Yeah.
We've been going into our inner artist and, you know, trying all different things and going to see galleries and stuff. So I've been thinking a lot about art, especially as Santa got me a book about You Are an Artist.
Oh, how's that book going?
Very good. Very good. Lots of insights. And
can you share an insight?
Yes. Well, one of them is that you can, you know, make comments on the world around you, and you shouldn't be afraid of being political. In fact, you can't help being political. Artists are inherently political. That's one I remember. But, you know, if I go on tangents about everything I mention, then we're not going to get through this podcast.
Sorry, I thought just it'd be interesting when you say I've learned a lot of insights, it would be interesting to hear one of them.
Yes, so that's that, but then
didn't really take that long, did it?
No, it didn't, but now let's move on to the insights that I've had about time capsules.
Yes, please.
Because I realized, and we watched this in the seed story and other things about seeds. Including the David Attenborough thing, where he talked about the coco de mer, the great big seed, the biggest seed of them all, looks like a large cleavage or bottom. And, you know, that can... it's got life inside it, but it can float down the Amazon River or something like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A couple of months later, sprout in Bognor Regis. So we have these seeds that are like time capsules. They get life put into them, and then they carry life, and then they can, you know, come up many years later or many months later. And I thought artworks are the same kind of thing, because you know how, you know, people are going to die and it can feel like, oh, that's a shame. But at the same time, if you've ever created an artwork, your life and your enthusiasm and your passion has been imbued into that in the same way that the life within a seed, and it's just there waiting to be picked up again and received by the next person who looks at the artwork or reads the poem or whatever. So I just had this nice feeling of you know, we're always part in what we do, especially when we're creating an artwork. We're really, you know, that kind of captures the fun and the joy and the sense of meaning that we had when we created it. And then it might be months or years or decades later that someone actually, you know, looks at it.
Mm.
But then that joy, that fun, that sense of meaning is still alive within it. And it can then go and be transferred into that new pair of eyes or ears or whatever. So that's my seed that I like that insight, and I'm going to keep thinking about it into the future. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I've just... I think she's just bitten off her scab.
Oh, Moogie.
There's like a little seed on her skin, and I just found it, and then I just started stroking it, and then she just turned around and was biting. She was going for where I was stroking it, and I think she just bit it off.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's good. That's an animal doing natural healing.
Yes, it's true.
So that's good. Yeah, I'm going to segue to my own one about seeds of creativity. I agree. I like the time capsule idea. And I feel like I said to you this morning, I think it was, that you and I are very much on a real journey ourselves of, well, one could say photosynthesis, or, you know, that kind of seeds being planted and sprouting. And, well, I don't think we're that far yet, but I think that we've gone through different osmosis over the last few years, really, individually and together, of our careers and then our manifesto and our life theming and what's important to us, and then seeing how that is an expression of art, and that we are creative and we are artists. And then this year, or this month in particular, with seeds, you really came up with an idea of doing something a lot more kind of formalized, I guess, and, you know, actually getting something
with a deadline
to show, with a deadline and a bit of accountability there, and to create a little exhibition for each other at the end of the month. And I really, when you suggest that in January, I was like, yeah, that would be good fun, and that would be a really good little stretch. And so I guess the seed was actually really planted in January, but I think they were continued to be planted and nurtured, and then grew into the little sprouts of an exhibition at the end of the month. Yeah, and your time capsule thing, I was just thinking about the influences that we have ourselves. And so for one of my pieces, there was Dylan Thomas's Under Milkwood, and that's very much a time capsule that obviously is very famous and it's impacted a lot of people. But, you know, I took my own kind of inspiration from it and created a spoken word piece called Margate's Milkshake.
Oh, is that like Milkwood Milkshake?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that. Oh, it's very good.
I guess there are other influences that we've seen that impacted the other parts of the exhibition, because we both did three things each, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So that was good fun. So yeah, I really feel like the seeds of creativity of us as artists have been planted. We've done something with that this month, and very excited to now take that and see what will be next, kind of building on that.
So how would you sum that up? Because it sounds a bit similar to what I'm about to say, so I want to really you clearly define what it is that's your takeaway there.
Well, I'm segueing from your time capsule being the inspirational influence we have from others, which for me was Under Milkwood. So I was branching that to the seeds of creativity, I guess, but that's a bit vague.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's more the actual exhibition idea. And the idea came from you in January. The seed was planted there, but then I didn't really conceptualize what that would take form into until February. And, you know, being a running photography thing, mm-hmm. and a video installation of coaching, and mm-hmm. so that was saying things I planted. So to headline that, it
yes,
would be
headline, please.
High level, I know. It would be the seeds of seeing how what I do every day is art and how I can create that as art.
Mm.
And that will have a legacy. Now I look at so many things that I do and just see the art in that.
Nice.
That's it.
All right, well, that is different to what I was going to say. Hey. But it's very good. So mine is, there's a link though, because I've noticed a few times this month, I've consciously thought, ah, right, well, we've got our date night on Thursday, or we're going to sit in the pub on Saturday afternoon after a walk. And I know you've got something for us to talk about on the walk, so I'm going to come up with a game that we do in the pub. And just, but like, just consciously thinking, that's going to be good. That's going to be fun. So it's like planting a seed for the future. You're kind of pre-paving the pathway that that is going to be a good event. But what I really notice is an insight that's like, you know, it's going to be something that helps, hopefully keeps flourishing, is you can't force it too much. You can kind of plant the seed and then just gently let the, like, create the conditions for it to and see how it goes. But then you have to adapt, you have to be free. So part of the conditions that a plant needs to grow is freedom, I guess, and attention and warmth. So, for example, with the Tangled Tulips game we played in the pub on that Saturday, I knew I wanted to do something where we thought of something positive, and then we kind of branched off from that, and then we branched off from that, and it might be a bit like that head and shoulders game. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, consequences.
Consequences.
Oh, yeah. Different names.
Odd bodies or whatever.
Odd bods.
Anyway, so but I knew it'd be something like that. I wasn't stressed about the fact that it was very vague and hazy. And I just trusted that the game would evolve. And it did evolve. And then it was really enjoyable. And then I felt like afterwards I had this amazing moment, which was not so much related to the game, but it was like a song had come to me as I was creating the game. And then we listened to the song and we were walking along, and it was synchronistically the song had like seed pods on the on the graphics of it. And it just felt like, because there'd been a balance of positive attention, positive expectation, and, you know, the freedom to adapt and play, then it just felt like things were fruition.
Fruiting,
yes. So, so it's kind of like the conditions that positive experiences need to fruit.
Is that low-hanging fruit?
No, just any old fruit. I think that's, or blossom or something. Mm. But I think that's the takeaway, if that makes sense. Is that headline enough?
Yeah, high level.
High level is you can create a positive fruit of an experience, but some of the ingredients that you need are positive expectation, warmth of heart, and playful freedom and spontaneity. Is that high level enough?
Yeah.
Cool. That's brilliant. My second. Over to you.
Well, mine really involves food, which obviously seeds are.
Mm.
And I feel that this month in particular, I don't know why and how it happened, but I decided to just create more in the kitchen and just do some more meals. And I think I'd been doing a little bit before then, but I just started adding seeds to things, and I started just becoming more, I don't know, more focused in getting ingredients and then just following recipes, which I never do. But actually I found the right book, which is so simple, and I really enjoyed it. So I think, there have been seeds involved as the food stuff, but the more kind of, like you're saying, the legacy of what we've been doing and for our future is in me doing some more cooking and creating things food wise.
You're doing very well. I love your food. I think you've your in cooking confidence and ability is like advanced rapidly in the last couple of months.
I think it's weird, isn't it, how things happen, because I've been wanting to do it before and I don't know why it hasn't. I guess like you were saying about the conditions, maybe, you know, the conditions have to be right. You have to have that space and warmth and
kind of a bit of nurturing or a bit of, and for some reason this last month the conditions were more favorable for me to feel I could make those movements in that way and go from there. So yeah, that's been fun, and I'm still doing that, and still, and it's endless, isn't it? You can always find new ways of cooking and preparing things and being creative. So
yeah, I'm just trying to think what TV chef you're like. Ainsley Harriott?
It's an interesting choice.
He's kind of fun, and you know, he's a good old giggle. Yeah, I don't get he's more of a presenter, isn't he? I don't get the impression he actually cooks a lot.
He's a cook. No, he is a chef.
Is he the one who does Ready, Steady, Cook?
Yeah.
But he doesn't cook, does he? He just tells other people to.
I can't remember how it's... No, wasn't that Fern Britton who was the presenter? And then I can't remember. I haven't seen it for years.
Was Fern Britton the one who was with Phil?
Yes.
But then she had a gastric bend.
I don't know. Was that her fate? Was that at the end?
Well, I think she lost just her sense of humour or something after that.
What, really? What is that what gastric band does? It takes away your sense of humour?
I don't know, but...
Does it squeeze it out of you?
But she didn't seem the same afterwards.
No, I don't know the before and after. I mean, I wasn't watching TV much at that point, so...
Well...
Lost the thread. Anyway, so that's my second scattering of seeds of food. What's your third?
Well, there's a wonderful song from the end of that film, Seed, the Untold Story, by Amisa River. And yes, this song is going into my top songs of all time, I think, temporarily. And it is, we have to co-create with other nations from our tribe. It is really beautiful.
Well, yeah, you're really doing it justice.
Co-creation is important for all nations of our tribe. Of our tribe.
Of our tribe.
It's just like that. And it's...
Co-creation.
Yeah, very good. Tribe.
For our tribe.
So that's very good. But I don't know why I'm talking about that, really. But I guess it's more the film, more... It was just like the fact that, you know, they've got these seed banks. That's what this film's about. And because they're trying to keep the seeds in case we have an apocalypse. But just makes you realise, like, one seed is so precious. More precious than a coin, a gold coin. Because one seed can be planted and it can grow plants. And then that plant can grow other plants.
That's
true.
And
I had this walk in Stowe Market, and I was just surrounded by these like little old wizened old apples from the end of autumn, I guess, and old buds, and I was picking them and I was finding seeds inside. I was like, wow, you know, I'm surrounded by life. And it just made me feel overawed, really, or in awe of the abundance that seeds represent all around us. So yes, that's my takeaway. We are surrounded by abundance because a seed is not just a seed, it's a billion seeds in over time. Okay, your turn.
Interesting.
Anything you want to say about that? Sorry, excuse me, listeners. You might be worried about me, but I've got a cold.
Oh, bless you.
I've got my feet on a hot water bottle trying to block the cold wind chi disaster that's happening with my yin and my yang.
Your yin and yang? And where's your yang? Front out the window. It's flipped off. Not enough.
So while I'm sorting myself out, getting my yang back, what's your number three about the seeds?
My third scattering of seeds, well, on a personal note, about my own seed. No, I'm kidding. But we haven't really said anything about that.
No, I knew you would. And I actually was going to say before this, I'll say, please don't do any double entendres about...
I haven't done any double entendres.
Well, what are you saying now then?
I was just thinking about... You were saying the importance of seed. It's the same for human seed.
Oh, yes. Yes, I guess we can say that without being like what's the word, like carry on film?
Saucy.
It's not saucy, it's true. One human seed.
Now wrong and getting saucy.
One human seed could propagate a whole population.
But it needs an egg.
Well, some would say the seed is the egg.
Oh. Oh, really?
Well, a man has a seed and a woman has a seed.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
I guess, I think. I'm not an expert.
Okay. Well, let's not get into that. This is kind of getting on territory of Yonic April, isn't it?
Yes.
Another podcast that we did a year ago.
Oh, yes.
All on the Yonic. Very similar.
Yep.
My third scattering is... No, it is personal. It's about us. And it feels like we have really sown some seeds of love. We did our lovely seeds, actually. I'll just say a little tangent. But we wrote all our little seeds of love, didn't we? Of how we can give love to ourselves and to others.
Oh, like, yeah.
Being kind and smiling and...
like little
seeing
they oh yeah they're like
savoring
yeah they're like colorful things we've stuck on the bookshelf.
We've now put them on little seeds and we just look at them every now and then and just plant seeds every day. That's nice, but I feel like on a practical level we actually started to make movements towards buying a house, and that for us, that's, you know, it's quite a major thing. We've been together 15 years, we're in our 40s. And we decided that's the project, that's the fun, that's the adventure we're going to go on. And this month was the very genesis of that, in kind of contacting a couple of people and seeing what's out there and seeing what could be possible. So that's really exciting for us, and see how that comes into fruition. So you were saying about what we're planting now and what will come in years to come. And what we started this month, I do think... it is the very beginning of the journey where we're going with that.
Yeah, a very positive journey. Just made me think of Succession, because we're watching Succession.
We are, yeah.
And it's like they're planting seeds of a, you know, empire, but it's also toxic. So it's like they're it's just propagating more and more negativity and horribleness and contaminating the things around them. So seeds aren't always good.
No, there are bad seeds, I guess, and or, you know, what did they say? Someone said there's no such thing as a bad seed, just an inappropriate seed. I think it was Sarah Gardner, the gardener. But yeah, I think we're all planting seeds every day in what we, our interactions and our thoughts and our desires and where we put our attention. Really like the metaphor.
Yeah, it's lovely. That's a good one, Sarah.
Yeah, I really like the metaphor of the blueprint of a house and how we build a house each day, and how the blueprint is our belief system. And I think if you get that right, if you question your beliefs and you think, okay, that's your blueprint, that's going to be positive, I believe in this, then that influences the building materials, being the thoughts.
That's like we have our manifesto, isn't it?
The builders being in the feelings, and also the way in which it's built, which is our behaviours. So, and that's the, but the blueprint is the seeds at the very beginning. So you've got to get that right at the foundation. And what a wonderful, strong, comfortable house we build each day.
Yeah.
So I like that. I've been thinking about that a lot this week. Okay. So lots of things. It was really lovely that my father bought in seeds as a theme, because it was related to my sister who passed away, and thinking about her love of plants, and we're going to plant some sunflower seeds for her, and that was very, seeds are very special for her.
Yeah, yeah, she, the photos of her surrounded by the wonderful wild flowers, or, you know, beautiful, colourful flowers that she planted. I think that's a lovely, you know, part of her legacy that we can remember her by.
Yeah, and like you say, you know, the seed blossoms or blooms into something, and it manifests into something truly great. And then, of course, in the cycle of life, it sheds away, and but it drops more seeds and it creates more. So it's a wonderful cycle that we can all partake in.
Yes.
And yeah, so thank you, Dad, for a really... a thought-provoking, very deeply enriching theme. And that's it for February. So, and we had a leap year. So we had a wonderful 29 days for this one.
Yeah, bonus day.
A bonus day, which is our exhibition that we finished on. But now we are moving into March.
Yay!
March 2024.
Welcome, March.
And it is...
Fluffy bunnies.
Not really. Something a lot bigger than bunnies.
A pinch and a punch, or should we say a trunk? No,
A tusk
and a trunk for the first of the month.
Yeah.
Because it's the March of the elephants in March.
Very exciting. I suggested this. I've always loved an animal theme. Last one we had was wolves.
And it was, it was very close this month, wasn't it?
It was very close.
It was almost two things, mollusks or arches.
Yeah.
But your parents trumped it with a couple of votes at the end.
They came in and the elephants marched in. And that's good because elephants are superb animals and I think we're going to learn a lot from them, the wisdom of them. And we're very, very blessed to have a big elephant enclosure not far from where we live. So that's something we are going to be doing very soon in the month, plus lots of other things. So
yeah, we'll have to see how many times we can fit the phrase "no one's mentioned the elephant in the room."
Elephant in the room.
Into everyday conversation.
What is the elephant in the room? Is there always an elephant in the room?
Well, I've got a few ideas.
Well, there's a little guinea pig in the room and she's looking up at me.
we could fit her a
little trunk.
A trunk and long ears.
Oh, well, yeah, she's got the curly kind of ears. Just needs them pumped up a bit. Yes, because when it was squirrel month a few years ago, she did easily transform into a squirrel with a tail, didn't you? So, our lovely listeners or listener, or just us, doesn't matter. We are going to finish there and hope if you are listening, you have a fantastic month of elephants and lots of love and laughter and fun and goodness and kindness. And we will be marching back to do our podcast at the end of March.
And showing and blowing our trunk pit.
Our trumpet?
Elephants have trunks. A trumpet.
They have trunks.
Trunks.
They pack their trunks.
Pack them?
They pack a trunk.
Oh, like Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said.
So lots of love, and we will see you at the end of the month.
Thanks, everyone. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.